Hello, my name is Ryan Dunn, and I wanted to talk to you today about Windows Azure Storage. I wanted to give you a brief overview of what's in Windows Azure Storage and how it benefits you as an application developer. Let's talk about the motivation behind Windows Azure Storage. Internet scale applications require reliable, scalable, and available storage services. Applications today can have massive data requirements, and the demand for storage is growing exponentially. Customers expect their services to be up and running 24/7, which also implies that data must be available 24/7. More than ever before, customers expect more and better access to their data. For example, it used to be the case that you could expect to find your bank statements and transactions online for 90 days at the most. However, today's customers expect to be able to pull records from past years. As costs for storage has plummeted over the years and continue to fall, it's no longer the case that applications can archive off the data to tape or cold storage once they exceed the capacity on hand. These inaccessible archives hold your customers' data hostage and lead to dissatisfaction. Windows Azure solves a lot of these problems. The storage services within Windows Azure allows your applications, running either in Windows Azure Compute Fabric or locally on-premises, to treat storage as an inexhaustible resource. Because we manage the storage services for you, it also means this inexhaustible supply of storage is guaranteed to be corruption-free, highly available, and scalable to any demand. Let's visit the basics of each type of storage service and see how they work. First, we have blob storage. You can think of blob storage just as you would your local file system. It can contain any type of file of any size up to the capacity of your local hard drive. It's just the case that in the cloud, our storage capacity is much higher, much more reliable, and much more scalable than your local hard drive. We replicate your data to ensure that things like failed hard drives, bit rot, or even just network failure to a particular storage node never compromises your data or your ability to get access to it. If your local hard drive fails and you don't have a backup, you're in trouble. In Windows Azure, we make sure to always maintain 3 copies of your data to prevent data loss. When dealing with large files on the internet, we have an additional complication. Networks across the internet are not always reliable. In fact, disconnects can and do happen. In order for you to be able to upload very large files reliably, we've made it possible for you to break up your files into blocks and to upload those blocks in any order and in parallel. Conversely, we allow you to retrieve only the portions of the file that you're interested in. Together, these features allow you to store, update, and retrieve very large files in cloud storage. Next, we have table storage. Now, truth be told, table storage is a bit of a misnomer and might give you the wrong idea based on the name. In truth, table storage is a type of very scalable storage that allows you to store semi-structured data and perform basic query operations on it. Table storage is not relational data. So there are no joins or stored procedures like you might be used to in a standard database system. Instead, table storage is a way for you to associate name-value pairs to logical entities and to be able to query over this data in your application. However, entities that might logically be the same do not have to share the same schema in table storage. That can mean that properties with the same name can have different types. And it also means that it's okay to have some entities in a table storage with additional properties not found in any other entity. The table service does not enforce schema. Instead, we allow you to interpret the data as you wish and enforce schema in your application tier. This might sound strange at first, but it turns out that you can build an awful lot of applications using the simple semi-structured data mechanism and never require the use of a full database system. Finally, we have queue storage. Queues are really a lightweight messaging mechanism to pass messages between systems or roles. Like the rest of Windows Azure Storage, you can use them on-premises or in the Windows Azure Compute Fabric. But we typically see them used the most inside the Compute Fabric to coordinate work. You see, queues give us a reliable way to ensure that tasks we place in the queue are processed by at least one of our worker roles. A typical pattern for using the queue is in response to external user input. As an example, the way this could work is that we have a web role in Windows Azure that takes users' input, stores it in the table storage, and then places a message in the queue that represents a task to be completed. One of our worker roles picks up this task, then processes it, possibly reading back the input from table storage. If the worker role fails in the processing for some reason, we have a mechanism where the message will reappear after some period of time so that another worker role can pick up the task and complete it, finally removing it from the queue and optionally sending a response to the user. Since worker roles can be very long-running processes, this allows us to scale out our system by maintaining a responsive front-end experience for the user and pushing the longer-running tasks to the worker roles to perform asynchronously in a reliable manner. With all of Windows Azure Storage Services, blobs, tables, and queues, we make sure that we can meet any demand. So if you suddenly get an influx of visitors to your site, you can be sure that the storage services will grow its capacity to serve your data as well. To learn more about Windows Azure and storage services, visit channel9.msdn.com/azure, where you'll find videos, training materials, links to samples, SDKs, and more.